Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. We're with the men from our Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Not bad.
Upright and breathing. There's a blessing right there. So before we went on the air, we selected a scripture that we wanted to use for our reflection. There's so many around here surrounding this particular text, but we opted for Proverbs 12, right, verse 25. And it simply reads, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up."
Amen.
Initial thoughts, comments, reflections.
Yeah, I got denied for an apartment the other day. And at the library, I just prayed to Jesus. And a couple of people gave me kind words, and it turned my day around because I thought I was going to melt down. But I got through it.
See, those kind words.
Pray.
Those kind words go a long way. Especially people that suffer with anxiety. Just a kind word can change their whole day, their whole perspective on the day. Maybe change their whole week.
Yeah, right. My first thought is I'm thinking like Christmas time. Right? And you go to the store and I always feel for the cashiers. Because everybody's in the hustle and bustle of the season and everything. And for me, it's like, I'm going to be intentionally kind to this person because that's a lot to endure, you know,
for
things
sure.
like that. So sure. Kind words go a long way. They go a long way. Yeah. But anxiety is something I think we all are familiar with.
Absolutely.
At various levels, right? Anxiety, you know, I think Webster's probably defined that as, you know, fear of the unknown. Well, if you don't know things, that can make you a little nervous, right? And interesting, when we get nervous about something we don't really know, it's almost as if the kind words, like an answer to prayer or whatever, bring us back to, like, we're not alone here.
Yeah.
This big blue ball spinning around in space, I'm not the only one on here. Right, there's others that are sharing similar experiences, right? And are there really to kind of lift this up. So you never know, you know, just by saying hi to the stranger on the street or something, you're being a blessing to somebody. You know? Anybody else?
Go ahead. Yeah, just, you know, and then sometimes you never know what someone's going through, and you know. Like that, it's like such a pick-me-up. It's like a game changer because kind words, like, it can definitely change the dynamics, of, as you mentioned, of someone's day, someone's week.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone's, like, state of mind.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I guess if they're seeing that you're down and out and they offer up a kind word, they're more affirming to you that they, too, have been through similar struggles.
And particularly if they're not, you know, if you're not inviting the pity party. Right?
Right.
It's genuine.
It's genuine.
Right? You're not trying to manipulate somebody in order to get something to make yourself feel better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's real. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that us as men, we respond to anxiety because anxiety, as you said, fear of the unknown. Like, men are supposed to, quote unquote, be in control and be problem solvers in, like, the society that we have and kind of traditionally and historically. And I know for myself, when I'm anxious about something that I may not be able to do, it kind of results in, like, a flattened out rage, like a flattened out anger. And, you know, with the kind words, like, lightening, brightening the mood, brightening your heart, that, like, has a butterfly ripple effect. Because if I'm in a particularly hot mood, you know, it can affect other people. I might be misdirecting that anxiety towards somebody. And if I just happen to have a positive customer service interaction at, like, a gas station or something, like, they're like, "Oh, I like your shirt," and I could be going home in a better mood, like, "Yeah, that is a nice shirt, I should compliment other people's shirts." It kind of helps resolve some of the negativity and the toxicity that you can experience in life on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. You go ahead.
It's like, it's the negativity. The buck stops here. If you stop it and don't pass it on, then and say a kind word to someone else, then that's contagious. Mm-hmm. And more people be kind.
I think you mentioned men, because you're right. We're kind of, you know, that John Wayne bravado stuff, mm-hmm. right? We're going to, yeah. I'm going to solve everything on my own. I'm a fixer. And I think my wife, I mean, we could be anywhere. It's just on the street. We don't know that person from anybody. And she says, I love your top. She does. She just mm-hmm. is always complimenting, you know, other women and their dress and things like that. And next thing you know, you got a 5-minute conversation on with some stranger. Next thing I'm getting introduced to people I've never met before, because it's just the expression of a kind word, you know? But I think there is a difference there. I mean, men, we're supposed to be the providers and the protectors, and we got to fix this. And it, right, not only do we get anxious about an unknown future, but then we get really nervous on my capacity to fulfill the task. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I'm not sure I can really do this. And that in itself complicates the whole thing, right? But oftentimes, you know, in my experience, you know, you start sharing that with somebody, and then they're like, well, then there's other people there to try and help get through it. You know, anybody else? We got plenty of time yet.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, just when you're going through anxiety, like I said, a lot of us do that might not realize it, and be able to say kind words to other people going through anxiety. So you're not really expecting, you know, kind words to somebody else, but yet you're gonna give your own take on what's going on and say something nice to somebody even though you're going through something.
Yeah, yeah. My motto, I guess, when I think about the anxiety, and I don't know what the future holds, but I know the one who holds it. That helps me, right? But, you know, you can talk to any of our team members. You know, being a faith-based nonprofit that really relies heavily on the community's generosity through donations, there are times, particularly having gone through this pandemic and everything, you know, we're kind of recovering. But there are times the team will go, you okay? Because they can tell I'm stressed, right? They, you know, where's the money going to come to keep the lights on? How are we going to get the money to feed the poor and the hungry, right? These type of things. And so we have prayers. We pray. Right. And I will vouch, in the 18 years that I've been here, God has always shown up. All right. This is God's ministry and God is taking care of it. But as a steward of what God's entrusted to us, right, there can be, and we all know, finances can create all kinds of anxiety and stresses. For sure. And things like that. And the team will recognize it. You know, I'm just one of those guys kind of wear everything on my sleeves, and they kind of know, and they go, hey, you know, what's happening? Let's pray. We're going to get through this. God's always showing up, right? And you get those kind words and you realize, I'm not in this alone, right? Because as you were saying, sometimes we think we just got to carry this. I'm the executive director. I got to carry all this, right? But kind words, they are very powerful. Very powerful. Did you have something you wanted to share there?
Well, there's a scripture that I just can't remember. I think you're talking about Peter. I don't know, 1 Peter, 2 Peter 5, 7. I was coming at that, but I just can't remember. But that you were talking about throw all your anxiety to God, and
yeah,
and we all go through anxiety, so, and a lot of times we get mad and upset. So you really have, so a lot of us don't pray enough. We don't do it often, and you know, you just can't read the Bible. You have to actually pray on a daily basis, which I don't do. I admit I don't do. And I realize you do have to pray on a daily basis and throw all your anxieties to God, and He's the one that's going to help you out, you know. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean, there comes a point. I mean, you know, 12-step program. So you know, let go and let God. You know, it doesn't mean we're all of a sudden irresponsible.
Yeah,
we're still responsible for a lot of things, but I can only do what I can do, and the rest of it I have to hand over. Right. And And that can be comforting in times of anxiety, knowing if I'm trying to do what I can do, you leave the rest to God. And oftentimes the way God works is all of a sudden there's somebody at Meijer that my wife is saying, I love your blouse, because they're going through who knows what, right? And kind words all of a sudden uplift our spirits.
I was having a little bit of anxiety the other day at Walgreens picking up a script. And I seen a book on the shelf that said, keep calm and trust God.
Huh?
I said, yep, I needed to see that. That was meant for me to see.
Yeah. Anybody else? You got anything there, big guy?
No, I just think that, anxiety is just the norm, the way of life now. I mean, the way the world is, the way we are all dealing with our own issues, the way... guys come in here, they've got so much on their plate, and we try to comfort them, we try to encourage them. Like I know throughout the day, I hit different guys here because I know, I see it, because I've been there, okay? But, I think that, we have to really let go of God, okay? We really have to pray. We really have to be diligent, because He's going to be the one to carry us through. He's always going to walk beside you, and he's going to deliver, and I know that's, I don't know, man, when I first came through, I always had a problem in the past year believing in something you don't see, okay, but you have to live on faith, you have to live on trust, you have to know that, hey, like with the ministry, God's going to always show up,
Yeah, and I think of all you men, you come here, so by the time you show up, you're just like, okay, I don't really know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I really don't know where I'm going to get my next meal.
Hygiene?
When do I get to get a shower? Right? All these things. And at least when you roll in our program, you go, okay, we can take those things, right? That anxiety of unknown, it can be resolved. Which then does what? Everything else that was kind of pushed back, because those are, Abraham Maslow, higher needs, right? You got to eat and you got all those kind of things. Then all of a sudden, what comes to the forefront is like, what am I going to do about a job? What am I going to do about housing? Right? What's the next step on all that stuff? Well, that's part of what the program is. Let's take some of those things so we can come together collectively and going, okay, yeah, let's come up with a POA, a plan of action, and see what next steps look like in the future, and be encouragers with kind words, things of that nature. So then next thing you know, guys are doing pretty well. I look at you and I think, from where you were when you got here to where you are now.
It's been a journey,
And the journey could have gone down. It's still been a journey, but it could have been all kinds of other paths. Right. All right, we got a little bit of time. Any closing thoughts there, gentlemen?
Yeah, back to anxiety, it's just having built up pressure and words of encouragement, prayer. It's a relief, I've definitely been going through a lot of anxiety lately, and just those kind words, have a good day, good morning. Those small things that just helped me get through it, and always when in doubt, prayer just helps so much. And when I don't do it, I kind of realize how important it is when I do.
You bring up a good point. I think, when it comes to kind words, whether anybody who has ever, bestowing those upon us, they may not know, right, what's really happening. But minimally, I'm not invisible, right? And if you only knew, right? I'm just not alone, and I'm not invisible. And that in and of itself gives me a minuscule ray of hope. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you joining on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.